It was hard for Fisher Girl to keep her eyes open during the days now. She spent every night by the lakeshore, watching the swan women dance from the depths of the reeds and the undergrowth, longing more than anything to join them. She began to recognise them. They were all different. Some were older, some younger, but each was somehow swan and human at the same time, with their white hair and yellow eyes. She watched them dance, and sometimes she mimicked their movements. She knew each of them had her own feathers and would always put the same ones on at the end of the dance. And she knew too how sore her heart would become when the swan women had become birds once more and flown away into the rising sun, and how the day that followed would seem pointless, a waste of time, something to be got through until the night came and she could creep away and see them once more. She did fish still, down in the creeks and the boggy parts of the rivers. She knew she had to bring fish home for her family or they'd become suspicious. And too many times she dozed off in the rushes by the lakeshore to be woken by Runner prodding her, "Fisher Girl, what's up with you?" More and more, Fisher Girl wished she could leave her family and join the swan women. She wasn't sure what drew her to them so much, but they seemed right somehow. They seemed so free, dancing in the moonlight, unafraid of the nighttime creatures that Fisher Girl and her family feared. And she wished she could fly with them to wherever it was they went next. Here she was, stuck on the earth, plodding along on her two bare feet, when their wings could take them anywhere. There was one swan woman whom Fisher Girl began to watch more closely than the others. She was the youngest, Fisher Girl thought. She had a dark stripe in her white hair. She always placed her swan feathers by a willow tree that grew from the lakeshore. Perhaps you can see it now. Fisher Girl thought that she and the swan girl were probably about the same age. She wondered if they might be able to be friends. But if she stepped into the midst of the dancing swan women, she knew somehow she would not be welcomed. They would scatter to the shore, pull their feathers on, hiss at her and take to the skies, and she would never see them again. But all the same, she longed to speak to the young swan, to look at her properly, to be her friend. And one day, Fisher Girl decided to make that happen.